You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on February 2nd, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 5 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition, one day after Joy Johnson was reappointed as the SFU president. Her reappointment begins on September 2025 and ends at August 31st, 2030, according to the SFU News website. Joy Johnson's reappointment as SFU's president and vice chancellor happens less than 10 months after the SFU football team was yanked. I will come back after the following PSA.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
First up is Parallel Relax's Slow Flow with part 2, Breathe In. Thank you. That was Breathe In from Parallel Relax's Slow Flow. Next up is Keegan Powell's Fear Be Gone. Here is Music for the Morning. I'd like to discuss the SAF Athletics at this time. There were six events on January 27th. Red Leaf's track and field athletes competed in two events. First up is the 2024 John Thomas Terrier Classic, hosted by Boston University at Boston University Track and Field Center in Boston, Massachusetts, where distances were mostly in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 9 results for SFU, which were the cutoffs in preliminary events for finals. In the women's triple jump, Corlinda Chatwin leaped 11.66 meters for 5th. In the women's 60-meter dash preliminaries, Mari Eloy-Leclaire ran 7.54 for third, and Jalen Cummings sprinted 7.79 for eighth. In the women's 60-meter dash finals, Jalen Cummings ran 7.79 for eighth, but Mari Eloy-Leclaire did not start. However, Leclaire sprinted 23.87 in the women's 400-meter dash for fourth. In the men's 4,000-meter distance medley relay, the quartet of Jose Castro, Colton Plummer, Andrew Thompson, and Aiden Good clocked in at 9:50.45 for eighth. Meanwhile, other Red Leafs track and field athletes competed in UW Invitational and Miles City at Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington, where times were given in minutes and seconds. No SFU track and field athletes were within top eight for any event, which were the cutoffs in preliminary events for finals. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs swimming teams competed in duels against Uvic Vikes at Saanich Commonwealth Place in Saanich, BC, where all events were short course at the pool being 25 meters in length. Distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the SFU winners. The quartet of Abby Williams, Delray Vetter, Ali Whitmore, and Kayla Holder at 416.62 in the women's 400 medley relay, followed by the quartet of Thomas Caruso, Hayden Vischer, Gaspar Lazor, and Marcus Mack at 345.57 in the men 400 medley relay. Tori McClunchuk at 855.72 in the women 800 freestyle. Owen Nicholson at 1545.97 in the men's 1500 freestyle. Abby Williams at 103.35 in the women's 100 butterfly. Delray Vetter at 206.15 in the women's 200 freestyle. Abby Williams at 102.9 in the women's 100 backstroke, followed by Marcus Mack at 55.47 in the men 100 backstroke. Hayden Vischer at 103.01 in the men 100 backstroke. There might be something wrong here. Kayla Holder at 26.51 in the women 50 freestyle. Owen Nicholson at 430.42 in the men 400 individual medley. Bryce Baker at 203.97 in the men 200 butterfly. Hayden Vischer at 28.89 in the men 50 breaststroke. Abby Williams at 56.17 in the women 100 freestyle, followed by Marcus Mack at 50.33 in the men 100 freestyle. Abby Andrews at 218.16 in the women 200 backstroke, followed by Thomas Caruso at 201.79 in the men backstroke. Tori McClunchuk at 423.83 in the women's 400 freestyle. Dylan Cormandy at 218.12 at 200 breaststroke. Randon Hall at 25.5 in the men's 50 butterfly. And Marcus Mack at 202.32 in the men's 200 individual medley. The SFU Red Leafs women's fell to the Uvic Vikes 173-154, while the men's dominated 186-141.5 in the Uvic SFU duo at Saanich Commonwealth Place in Saanich, BC. Later on, January 27th, both SFU basketball teams were in action. The Red Leafs men's were trounced by the host Central Washington Wildcats 92-68 as Zach Stone led SFU with 12 points at Nicholson Pavilion in Ellensburg, Washington. The Red Leafs women destroyed the visitors Seattle Pacific Falcons 87-53 as the Wisowski sisters led SFU, where Sophia scored 29 and Jessica tallied 23 at SFU's West Gym. Both SFU basketball teams returned to action on February 1st. The men's Red Leafs bested the host Western Oregon Wolves 88-87, which went to first overtime as SFU was led by David Penny with 21 points, while Elliot Demakulangan and Zach Stone tallied 20 points each at PE Building in Monmouth, Oregon. Meanwhile, the women's Red Leafs defeated the visitors Alaska Anchorage Seawolves 79-72, which also went to first overtime, as SFU was led by the Wysocki sisters as Sophie scored 26 points and Jessica tallied 23 at SFU's West Gym. The SFU Red Leaf softball kicked off their season today. In the South Central Regional Challenge at Las Lunas, New Mexico, the Red Leafs destroyed Fort Lewis, Colorado in their first game of 2024, 11-3.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference record ties. St. Martin's are first at 8-2 conference, 18-2 overall. Montana State Billings, also 8-2 conference, but are second as they are second overall. Northwest Nazarene, third, 7-3 conference, 11-7 overall. Central Washington, fourth, 6-4 conference, 13-6 overall. Alaska Anchorage, fifth, 5-4 conference, 15-5 overall. Seattle Pacific, sixth, 5-5 conference, 12-11 overall. Western Washington, 7th, 4-6 conference, but are 12-9 overall. Alaska, 8th, 2-7 conference, 4-13 overall. And for some reason, Simon Fraser is listed above Western Oregon, both of which have 2-8 conference records, but SFU has a 4-17 overall record, while Western Oregon has a 5-13 overall record. So arguably, Western Oregon are ninth in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, while SFU is dead last at 10th.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog at sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference record ties. There are two teams with 9-1 conference records each, Western Washington and Montana State Billings, but Western Washington are first at 17-3 overall, while Montana State Billings are second at 18-4 overall. Alaska Anchorage, third, 6-4 conference, 12-7 overall. Central Washington, 4th, 5-5 conference, 14-8 overall. Northwest Nazarene, also 5-5 conference, but are 5th, as they are 8-9 overall. Simon Fraser, 6th, 4-6 conference, but are 12-11 overall for 6th. Seattle Pacific, 7th, 4-6 conference, but are 7-13 overall for 7th. Western Oregon, 8th, 3-6 conference, 10-10 overall. St. Martin's 9th, 2-7 conference, 4-12 overall. And Alaska is dead last at 2-8 conference with a 4-16 overall record.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The third act of the hour is Pretty's Citrus Magic. The tune is Food for the Moon. We'll be right back. Welcome. Excuse me. Welcome to the second half of episode 5 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leaves hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Portugal. The man's Chris Black changed my life with anxiety clarity.